say that.
You could bring your stool over too.
Don't. T. E. Tell. Me. Don't tell me that. Or I. I will. T. E. Test.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean, I'd like a little reverb. Can I get a little more reverb on my drums, please?
I like this trip.
On. On F. C. A. On camera. He'll test him on camera. Yes, he said he's going to test you on camera. Don't tell him that.
Test me? On what?
On being long-winded.
Yeah, he and I will go all night. Between you and me, we'll be here forever, right?
I have done, Frank has done 48-hour events.
Back in the day?
Back in the day, Frank? Not that long ago. The last
hours.
One was,
Toronto?
Yeah.
Wow.
5 years ago.
You got more energy than me.
It was supposed to be 72, but he had been hospitalized and almost died of pneumonia before that, so he decided to cut it down to 48 hours.
Yeah.
And he changed the title to Dying is Sexy, just in case.
Oh, wow.
Dying is Sexy. It is, though. I mean, Shakespeare.
It's romantic.
So, take a stool. All right, put that away, yeah.
That's a good prop.
So, Mikey, what's going on?
Everybody
we're
just
ready
sit
to
over
go.
There, and I think I've got it mic'd already.
Everybody
so.
Take a stool, and we'll see. And would you bring your stool over? So what? How are we? What are we missing then? Can you bring your drummer stool over too?
Yeah.
And let's see if we've got enough.
You're right here.
This is where I sit, right? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
The important stuff. Right, Jonathan, this will be your stool.
I'm not going up there alone, but you can try
to
get out of
here. We're going to do this literally.
Hey, well, this will be a stool. No. You two can, like, figure out who's going to go.
I'll be over here. You're the good interviewer. You come here and get interviewed.
Here you go, Sarah. There's two stools over here.
You're the
pro. There's two right here. Sarah and John.
I want to be in the hot seat.
I'm right here.
No.
So that happens when you're
the
singer. Yeah,
seat.
Of course, that's the way it works. Unless we're garbage.
Okay. All right, but
well,
we're going, right?
No, we don't.
Anything
unless we tell them to. It's my band, and I'm the brother.
Anywhere.
That's why it's called garbage.
Anywhere you. Anywhere you are is the hot seat.
Nothing gets past you then.
No.
Don't T-R, don't try.
I got the same cup. I just took it off this morning. To start.
Yeah, it's not
oh, yeah.
Fit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you
didn't
even
wear in the ice cream.
Part of the
tribe. N, New York, he got him in New York City.
Good speech.
Good to know.
Probably the same people.
Oh, look, you're wearing these pants. You were wearing those pants
same
yesterday.
Pants
he was wearing those pants yesterday.
You were wearing the exact outfit.
Bracelet and the
night.
Same pants he was wearing last night.
Not separate at birth, just he has mad style too.
S. O. So, what is E V O L evolution?
Oh. There you go, Jonathan.
Now I'm in the hot seat.
There you go, Tylan.
Evolution is a very simple proposition that in biology, evolution is the proposition that there are more, that there is heritable variation within populations, that there are more individuals born than can possibly survive, and that those individuals that have genetically heritable traits that will allow them to survive and reproduce better are disproportionately represented in the next generation. And by virtue of that, you have a higher frequency of that gene or that trait in the next generation. It's a very simple three-step thing.
D, E, define, B, E, B, R, no, B, E, better.
Better is simply whether they reproduce more frequently or survive disproportionately, so it depends on the environment. Better is purely contextual.
Is V A R variety?
Variation.
M U
mutation. All variation comes from mutation.
And we eight humans are T are trying to S T O stop mutation.
We are trying to steer mutation to our individual, to our species advantage. We're taking species such as corn or crops and trying to introduce mutations that suit our needs without understanding the entire consequences of those mutations.
I was and to and to F U N N E funnel and to funnel everything D O down in to N O R normal.
Normal is in evolution or in biology, it's the statistical average. It's the normal is the average. Within American society, normal is the set of things that we agree upon collectively, statistically more frequently, and normal, evolutionary innovation does not come from the norm, it comes from the outliers.
E, exactly. That is Y A R T, art. That is why art.
Since the 1800s, when artists started separating from their patrons, art has been a source of innovation in our society. Up until the 1800s, artists were supported mainly by the ruling classes and were expressing the needs and the wishes of the ruling classes. Painters like Raphael, even Da Vinci, in their day-to-day work that they're patronized for, were expressing the norm. Starting in the 1800s in France in particular, artists started living separate from the patrons and became mutational fields in society. But, you know, Da Vinci did a great deal, Leonardo da Vinci did a great deal while taking the patronage of the mainstream. Mm.
But he is the So how did you get F from S T U studying E evolution to R O rock J A jazz?
I've always been a musician since I was 4 years old. I've always been interested in biology. I'm fascinated by cultural evolution. The way I got into biological evolution was because I wanted to study biological evolution in its native context and learn to apply its principles to linguistic evolution and cultural evolution. Right now I'm taking a little, I feel the need to express my heart musically right now. Mm-hmm. And I will get back into biology a later day. Mm-hmm. But right now I need to sing through music.
He really likes Beatles.
I love Beatles.
Mm-hmm. How did you two meet? It's you two.
I was singing in an R&B band, and their manager knew Jonathan, and Jonathan was looking for a singer, so she hooked us up. About a million years ago.
Seems like a long time ago.
Many moons ago. Yeah. And we haven't killed each other yet.
Yeah.
They haven't killed each other yet. Did you get C L O? Did you get close to killing each other?
Oh, just a couple times. Yeah. I think that's normal.
That's normal among friends.
Yeah.
That's a sign of good friendship.
Normal. We got through it. Made the friendship stronger, I think, in the end. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta go to those dark places to get to the light, you know? Right?
That is E evolution.
Yeah.
How did you S-T-A start singing?
My mother tells me I was pretty much singing from day one, making up songs because I had insomnia and couldn't sleep. And then joined choirs in school and would sing to my mom's records, mostly her soul records, her soul jazz records. And then, did some open mics, and then didn't really have any real shows until I started with that R&B band. But mostly the real shows started with Jonathan. Started in 91? 1892?
1892. Uh-huh. The Columbian Exposition, actually.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would just, whenever there was an opportunity, I would just start singing.
Was the G R E before what we call C I V I L civilization. Were the A R T were the artists to E X P A N D to expand before civilization were the artists to expand R rather than to S U support rather than to support the status quo say.
I don't know, I wasn't there. I can speculate. I don't know. I think
but do speculate.
Do speculate. There's a great line in Kurt Vonnegut. What was the book? I forget which book. Fish gotta swim, bird gotta fly, Manny gotta sit and wonder why. And I think there's, I think we make a mistake thinking that humans are the only species that make art or express beauty.
Yes.
I think birds, when they sing songs, are not just defending their territories or trying to get mates. Sometimes I think there's joy in a bird song. I think that when a cat or a dog is playing with a human, it's not just some instinctual thing. I think there's the same sort of sentient pleasure and expression, and I think that art comes from the same place. I had a friend in one of my previous jobs who was a cultural anthropologist, and he studied Amazonian tribes, and he said the thing that he learned was that there's no separation between work and life. That they, in their particular context, they didn't have to worry about working at a job to make money to get what they wanted. They would just, they were lucky enough to be in an environment where if they were hungry, they could walk to a tree and get their food. If they felt like dancing, they danced. If they felt like there was this, not this arbitrary separation between needs, expression, and resource. And I think that's the tragedy of there being so many of the way things currently are. Let's leave it at that.
Yes. How did you get the B A, the band, together?
Sarah and I have been playing together for a long time. We're the Two Loons, and Two Loons for Tea, the name partly means that we, as the Two Loons, bring together many other people to play. And this particular, we've had many different backup bands, and this particular lineup happened because I met Noel, the drummer, about a year ago at a conference, and we immediately became very good friends. And I knew I could trust him, and we stayed in touch for a year. And when we wanted to do this tour, he brought Rob and Brian, and they became loons as well.
What are loons?
Sir?
They're crazy birds.
How? How crazy.
Well, they're just living. How crazy are they?
They're birds of the North Woods who live on isolated lakes, and they have a very haunting cry. And they're usually found in pairs.
They're holding their ears when they ask him to.
And I don't actually know how to make a loon.
Yes, you do. Call. I've heard you do it before.
No, it's much more beautiful than that.
And louder.
It's much louder.
Can you do it?
No, I can't do a loon noise.
Are you sure?
Frank can make a noise.
Frank's doing it.
That's close. That's very close.
I like the way you moved your body when you did it too. You were
if I hung out with one for a while and I tuned myself to it, maybe made the noise.
Basically, they're kind of weird looking ducks, huh?
They're very classy looking ducks.
Classy looking ducks.
They're very ancient birds.
Are they?
They're really ancient
birds. They're kind of more primitive looking than.
They're almost dinosaur like.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a good stew?
I wouldn't eat a loon, would you?
That'd be capitalism.
That would be.
Hey now.
Good crap.
We just got this gig.
Is this? Your ideal
identity
for PLA playing BECA because you S-A, you said, you like S small venues and I intimate. Is this your ideal for playing, since you said you like small venues and intimate?
We're happy to be here. We know that you've loved our music for a long time. It was an honor to play here. You were one of our first fans online, and we want to return that favor and thank you for bringing us
in. Thank you for having us.
And we felt like we wanted to return the love to you.
Yes. T. A. Talk about your ideal of S-U-C-E
success.
Getting the music out to the people who want to hear it. Finding them.
Sharing.
Yeah.
Creating the tingle. Our music is about giving people the tingles.
But not the shingles, right?
No.
Not F A fame.
Not per se. Not fame per se. I would like our music. Could I?
Yeah, would you?
I would like our music to be famous, but not us.
Yeah. Well said.
Like us?
Yeah. That's right. That is like us.
We've been doing art for 30-some years. And that's the same kind of thing where it's more about just getting it out there and creating, being vehicles to create something for people to be part of and not being very concerned about the the fame. Well, I mean, Frank always says he works hard not to be famous, which can drive a lot of people crazy when he says stuff
bumper
like that.
Bumper stickers might foil that part.
No, I mean, we've been doing stuff like that for 30 years. It seems to be fine. B? What? O? B? One of the first times he had to wrestle with potential fame, we did a show in the late 70s that was very popular and got a lot of international, Reader's Digest even came to interview us, and that's incredible, and it was just, we're all everywhere. And Frank said that was the time when he had to work really hard not to get famous. And we had all these, like, other people going, if you just add a rim shot, you know, that's going to take it to the next level. You know, things like that, you know. Uh-huh. So there was a lot of, like, it was thick, it was dense.
Yeah.
And even you did not. No, I definitely didn't. At that point, I didn't get it at all. I didn't get it at all because I was pretty much just, you know, you try to get your name in the paper, right? Isn't that what you do? You know, you try to get a picture in there for your gig. I just didn't understand really, but I was willing to kind of go along with it because he obviously had something in mind. Yeah. But I didn't really get it. No, I didn't get it till many years later. You know, the wisdom of that. Yeah. That, you know, because Frank would always say there's more freedom in the underground.
Yeah.
That, you know, because we would have friends that did get famous, and then it would kind of drive them crazy that Frank wasn't trying to get famous. And, I am S-T still H here. Right, where they have kind of like, you know, arced and then, you know, and they've lost their edge. Yeah. And, you know, they're doing voiceovers on television now and stuff rather than cutting edge commentary on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And we're still kind of hanging and doing the same type of stuff.
I hurt my back a little while ago. I can't sit very much longer.
Do you want to do a rap? We could do a rap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so two loons for tea.
myspace.com/twoloonsfortea.
We want your
CD.
We only have the one CD, Mikey. Which one?
I think it's the first one.
The self-titled
for
one.
Okay. Okay.
And then
we'll keep looking for landmarks.
All right. We don't have that one.
Yeah.
And then we have the
one we just got.
Teaser one.
Sampler. And we can't give out the full new
one
yet.
Okay.
But we'll make sure.
You'll be among the first.
Yeah.
Okay. Super. Yeah. Okay.
And we can help us debut it.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Thank you, folks.
Thank you
so much for having us.